Labor Camps. January 1976. By our third month in Roh Leap, things begin to worsen. The villagers work longer hours with decreased food rations. The soldiers roam our village daily, looking for young, able-bodied men to recruit into their army. If recruited, you must join. If you refuse, you are marked a traitor and could be killed. For this reason, my parents force Coy to marry Lane, a young girl from a nearby village. Coy, who is only 16, does not want to, but Pa says he must, to stay out of the Khmer Rouge army. The Khmer Rouge are less likely to recruit him if they know he has a wife who will give sons to the Angkor. Lane also does not want to marry my brother, but her parents force her to as well. They fear that left alone she might be raped by soldiers and end up like Davy, another young woman in our village. Davy is the teenage daughter of one of our neighbors. She is about 16 years old and very pretty. Despite the war and the famine, Davy's body continues to grow into that of a young woman. Like all of us, her hair is cut short, but unlike us, her hair is thick and curly and frames her small, oval face nicely. People often comment on her smooth brown skin, full lips, and particularly her large, round brown eyes with their long lashes. Davy's parents never let her go anywhere by herself. Her mother follows her when she goes to collect firewood and guards her when she needs to relieve herself. Her parents are skittish about her, grabbing her arms and pulling her away any time someone tries to talk to her. Davy is rarely seen without a scarf covering her head or mud on her face to hide her beauty. Yet no matter what they do, her parents cannot protect her from the gaze of the soldiers who patrol the village. One evening, three soldiers went to the family's hut and told her parents they needed Davy and another friend to go with them. They said they needed the girls to help them pick corn for a special event. Davy's mother cried and wrapped her arms around her daughter. "Take me," she begged the soldiers. "Davy is a lazy girl. I can work faster and pick more corn in less time than she can." "No, we need her," they retorted sharply. Davy cried harder at their words and clung desperately to her mother. "Take me," her father pleaded on his knees. "I can work faster than either one of them." "No, don't argue with us. We need her, and she must perform her duty for the Angkor. She will return in the morning." Then the soldiers grabbed Davy by her arms and pulled her from her mother's shaking hug. Davy sobbed loudly, begging them to let her stay with her mother, but the soldiers dragged her on. Her mother fell to her knees, palms together, and pleaded with them not to take her only daughter.